Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei Amar Aleph, quotes a machlokes of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. In a situation where Matan Arba Matana Achas, where the blood of a carbon that has to have Shtaim Shen Arba Zrikas was intermingled with the dam of a carbon that only requires matana achas. What's better to do? Rabbi Elazar mi not number matan arba. We should do matan arba, even though it turns out that the carbon that's only supposed to have matana achas had extra zrika. Rabbi Shua mi not number matana achas. Do only one matana. And as the Mishnah goes on to explain, that Rabbi Elazar says that if you do too little, less than you're supposed to, if the matan arba only ends up having a matana achas, you're over bas sigra. And Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm concerned the other way, that if you take the blood that's only supposed to be done matana achas and you do matana dalid, you end up being over bas toisef. So our Mishnah teaches us the halachas of bas toisef and bas tigra. So first we're going to discuss in our shir the halachos of Baal Tosef. The Torah in Parshas Veschanon teaches us loisasifa al adover asher noich mitzafa eschem loisigru mimenu. And again, the Torah in Parshas Re'eh says es kol adover asher noich mitzafa eschem lasois tishmun lasois loisoisiv alav loisigru mimenu. And many places throughout Chas, just like our sugya, is the halachas about Tosef are discussed, and we will attempt in our shiur to discuss some of those in our shiur and to discuss some halachas as well. The Gra in Parshas Re'eh in the Sefer Ederes Eliyahu right away asks the question: why do we need two psukim? And frankly, quite close proximity in the Torah to teach us the same din. So he explains that the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh is coming to teach us that you're not allowed to add to a mitzvah. You're not allowed to put on five tzitzis on a beged instead of only four. You're not supposed to take five minim, but a dal minim on sukkahs instead of the only four. Whereas the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanon is not discussing adding to specific mitzvah. Rather, the Isser is to make a whole new mitzvah. Somebody's going to go and compose and initiate an entirely new mitzvah. That is also a violation of Baal Tosef. Actually, in understanding this question, there's a much more fundamental issue to understand. In the yeshivas, there's a question: how do we understand the lav about Tosef? Is the lav about Tosef to be understood as a part of every mitzvah, and every mitzvah where it's possible, at least? Then every mitzvah in the Torah tells us that there's a new concept that one need be concerned about, and that's Baal Tosef? Or is Baal Tosef an entire new lav in the Torah you're not allowed to add to the mitzvah? And actually, the way the Gra explains it, it's really both. It's really both. It depends what type of Baal Tosef we're talking about. Another interesting question that the Pais can discuss is if somebody, because he didn't know the exact parameters of a mitzvah, and he did the mitzvah in a fashion about Tosef, is that considered that he was over about Tosef or not? Reb Tzadik HaKoyim, in his Sefer Meshiv Tzedek, says that you're only over Baal Tosef when you deliberately do it the wrong way. Whereas the Divrei Chaim and the Shaalos HaTshuvos Divrei Chaim, Chelek Beis Or Chaim, Sim and Zion, even if you didn't know that you're doing the wrong thing, albeit it'll be b'shoigig, it's considered Baal Tosef. The Smag says it's only when you did it deliberately, because he explains the lav of Baal Tosef means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah in a certain fashion, and you're violating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do by doing it in the way, in a different way. But if you don't realize that what you're doing is incorrect, that can't be considered Baal Tosef. There's a very big discussion. If you're over Baal Tosef in a way that wasn't connected to the mitzvah, that means if you took Dalad Minim and you weren't, and you took a fifth min, so are you over Baal Tosef or not? And the Gemara seems to teach us in Masechta Sanhedrin that Pei Ches Amud Aleph, that you're only over Baal Tosef by Dalam Minim if we hold that the Dalam Minim don't have to be tied together. So instead of taking, as we mentioned a moment ago, four Minim, you take five Minim, you're over Baal Tosef. But in a situation where the Minim have to be taken together and you take another Min separately, that wouldn't be Baal Tosef. There's also a question that the Poskim debate, and that's in a situation where, let's use the example that we just discussed. It's a situation where you're over Baal Tosef by Dal Minim and you took an extra Min. So certainly you're over the lav of Baal Tosef. But the question that needs to be analyzed, does that affect the validity of the mitzvah that you did? Some Paiskim suggest that no, the mitzvah you did, you did. The fact that you're over Baal Tosef is a separate lav. And some say that if you did the mitzvah in a fashion that involved Baal Tosef, that puts the entire mitzvah that you did into question, and therefore you're not mekayim the mitzvah. This question is probably connected to the question that we discussed earlier. How do we view Baal Tosef? Do we view Baal Tosef as a prat of every mitzvah? And therefore, the Torah is telling us that if you compromised the way you did the mitzvah by doing it in a form of Baal Tosef, it puts the entire validity of the mitzvah out of bounds? Or is Baal Tosef separate? The mitzvah is the mitzvah, and you are over Baal Tosef separately. There's another very important issue, and this comes up to a question that we need to discuss. There are many people that every morning when they put on tefillin, as we know the mitzvah of tefillin, such a critical, crucial mitzvah, the Gemara speaks about an individual who's a karkafta, the loimana of tefillin, a head that didn't put on tefillin. So, because we know there's the famous Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam regarding the proper construction of the tefillin, so many people put on both Rashi tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And of course the question is, how can you do so? Why is that not considered Baal Tosef? So there are a number of important answers to that question. One answer to that, what the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, in Or Chaim, Siman Lamed Daled, Divrei Maskil Yaniach, indeed says that in order to avoid that question, you should have in mind that you're having in mind that if Rashi's tefillin are the proper tefillin, then the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin that I'm putting on are not tefillin at all. If vice versa, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are correct, then the Rashi tefillin are just boxes. That's what the Bi'ur Halacha says one should have in mind. But there's another approach that the Achronim give. He says that the Magen Mishnah says this, and others say this, that you can't be over Baal Tosef only with something which is the type of the min of the other, that's with the mitzvah. In other words, what's the example about Tosef Beit Tefillin that the Gemara often gives? That instead of making only four batim in your tefillin, you made five batim. But the fifth bias is a tefillin. But if you're going to put on your head some sort of object that isn't tefillin at all, you're going to put on your hand some sort of object that isn't tefillin at all, that isn't considered Baal Tosef. So now it's very geschmack. According to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are just boxes, and so too vice versa. And you only become over Baal Tosef if it's a min that's in the parasha of the mitzvah. So now we can understand why there's no problem about Tosef. Actually, there is one other approach that the Achronim suggest. Because when we speak about the mitzvah of tefillin, there's a fundamental question that needs to be analyzed. Are mitzvahs that don't come up that often, so we could say we don't know what's the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah. We could say that because of the different golas and the different sorrows that Klal Yisrael have suffered, we forgot the proper way to fulfill a mitzvah. But tefillin, we're certain, as we mentioned earlier, is a mitzvah that was there from Kabbalah Satayra. So how is it possible that Klal Yisrael forgot how to fulfill this mitzvah? It must be, say these Paiskim, I saw this from the Marek Tziyah, that already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, both pairs of tefillin were used. This is a machlokes on how the proper way tefillin should be made. From the first moment that tefillin came, from the first moment that we received the mitzvah of tefillin. If that's the case, this is not a question about Tosef. This has been a question from the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu already, according to these opinions, wore two pairs of tefillin. So if that's the case, that there was a question from the first moment, that wouldn't be a situation about Tosef.